WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Did you know a destination restaurant in College Station's Northgate District was also the site of the first City Hall?
There's a lot of things that can be used architecturally in the restaurant, so you'll still have that feel that you get to, and possibly, you know, some sort of historic marker on the building to designate that. But it's not a structurally sound building that you could say, you know, this is worth preserving because, you know, it could stand the test of time, and it can't and it won't.
Mayor Nancy Berry says protecting Cafe Excel is part of the negotiations in the proposed sale of city-owned land at Welburn and Church. That'll be part of today's City Council meeting discussion. The restaurant will be part of a multi-story family residential complex valued at $30 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston has announced updates in two criminal cases from Brazos County.
Four people have been sentenced to federal prison, and a fifth being sought from an August 2011 jewelry robbery in College Station. Sentences range from 5 to 13 years apiece. The convicts from Houston and Atlanta followed a traveling jewelry salesman from New York in up to four vehicles. In College Station, the salesman, who was held up at gunpoint, lost jewelry valued at $200,000. And a Bryan chiropractor has entered a plea agreement to his part in defrauding auto insurance companies between February 2007 and November 2009. Chase Lindsay faces 30 years in prison and a fine of $1 million. Prosecutors say the deal also requires Lindsay to pay back $1.2 million collected from the auto carriers who were billed for medical evaluations and unnecessary treatments. Lindsay, who is scheduled for sentencing April 22nd, is out on bond. Four co-defendants accused of various roles in submitting more than $3 million in bogus bills will go on trial April 2nd. Online at WTAW.com are details of both cases. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
On a related note, the number of inmates in Texas prisons is equal to 1.5 times the population of College Station, or twice the number of residents in Bryan. While there are 11,000 empty prison beds, the state agencies running prisons for adults and juveniles are asking lawmakers for a budget increase of $400 million. State Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County, is on the Criminal Justice Committee.
TDCJ is headquartered in Senate District 5 over in Huntsville. I'm in agreement that, and Senator Whitmire, that we need to look at the money we're spending and the absolute number of prisons we have. We have 150,000 individuals that are incarcerated and 111 prisons. Is that really necessary? Are there other ways to look at restoration and rehabilitation of those inmates rather than incarceration?
Schwertner says committee hearings start next week. A study from Texas A&M has debunked the urban legend that you can buy the cheapest online airfares on Tuesdays. Economist Stephen Poehler says, in reality, the cheapest fares are available on the weekends.
And what we find is that when you compare very similar tickets, that the tickets that are purchased on the weekends have fares that are about 5% lower.
Poehler says that's because businesses book flights during the week, and airlines know that leisure travelers who are more sensitive about price will book on the weekends. And after President Obama's charge that the country needs to have smart government during his State of the Union address, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants to know what's been so smart about the last 4 years.
For instance, when the stimulus passed back in 2009, we were promised that right by now, in February of 2013, the unemployment would be 5.2%, and it's 7.9%. So why should we believe that his new programs to create a smart government are going to have any better outcomes than the last programs, which failed and cost us $800 billion in hard-earned taxpayer money?
Flores says federal spending needs to be cut to below $1 trillion annually, and the government should allow everyday families to decide how to best use their own money.
If they do that, I think our country is going to be better off rather than the government trying to pick where their taxpayer dollars should be invested.
Flores says it makes more sense to him to turn off $800 billion worth of income taxes than to create an $8 billion stimulus program. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
A Comfort Keeper is a caregiver that provides the kind of in-home care that you would receive from a family member. Someone that treats their client with dignity and respect as though they were caring for a member of their own family. It's a great feeling to go to work and leave knowing that you've made a difference. You've changed a life. You've kept someone in their home. You've given someone back their independence and their freedom. You'll absolutely love your experience as a caregiver if that's the kind of heart you've got. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure is going to produce a very nice Valentine's Day across the region. The high is directly overhead. We'll have abundant sunshine today and a high anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy weather across the region for tonight, 45. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs are going to be up closer to 60, maybe 65. Partly cloudy, the risk of a shower tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Partly sunny, cooler Saturday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's us. That's who we are. Adam's here this morning from BTU. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever played Jethro Trivia with us?
I have not, no.
Exciting day
for you.
Put on
those headphones there and plug them into that little gadget right there. Can you hear us?
I got you.
Okay, because this is a multiple choice thing that we do.
I'm good at multiple choice.
Okay, all right. And the thing is, actually, since you've never played before, what we're going to do is let you be the last to answer. So we'll ask the questions, multiple choice. We'll have Kat, you'll answer first this morning, okay?
Oh, man.
I know.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right. And then, Kevin, you will. And then, Adam, you get the last choice. So here we go. It's what this is it's a pop culture kind of current events quiz. So today's topic is Star Wars 7, Revenge of the Awful. According to the latest report, Disney's reboot of the Star Wars film series will include what? A, additional spin-off movies. B, limited holographic exhibitions. C, a Broadway adaptation. Or D, mandatory merchandise purchasing. Once again, it's Star Wars 7. Did I say Star Trek first time?
No, you said Star Wars.
All right, Star Wars 7. A, additional spin-off movies. B, limited holographic exhibition. C, a Hollywood adaptation. And D, mandatory merchandise purchasing. By the way, you can't wager in the no prizes, Adam. So, okay. All right, so, Kat, you're first.
I'm going to go with A, additional spin-off movies.
Spin-off movies, okay. Kevin?
Me too. I think I'm going to go with A.
Okay. Adam?
I would like to create my own category of E, all of the above.
Oh, very good. Excellent. But that's not it. It is, of course, multiple spin-offs. Okay.
They're doing individual character movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you care that much?
I don't know. I think you could turn the Han Solo story into a pretty neat movie.
What about Jar Jar Binks? Oh, my gosh. Could you fathom with Jar Jar?
No.
Are you a Star Wars person?
I've watched all the Star Wars, and I see this one becoming a Han Solo, Princess Leia reality show.
Oh, I like that. Very nice. We'll see. But don't let Carrie Fisher play it now. She really doesn't look too good in that.
Someone get that walking carpet out of my way.
That's right. All right, so anyway, okay, let's find out what's going on at BTU.
Well, I'm here this morning because next weekend, February 23rd and 24th, is the HBA Home Product Show. This happens every year. Every year, BTU, we have a vendor booth, and we're out there to make ourselves available to talk to the community about energy efficiency, about whatever issues they have that are important to them. This year, we're really excited about the Home Product Show. There's a lot of new changes going on. There's a lot of one major change is that they're going to have a kid-friendly zone. So it's going to be a lot more family-friendly this year. Outside in the parking lot, there's going to be tractors and stuff for the kids to ride on. But we just wanted to come out this morning, let everybody know we're going to be there. We'd love to talk to you, come out with questions. We'll talk a little bit about energy efficiency. We're also going to have some handouts from the Department of Energy about some stuff that you can do in your home to make things more, hopefully lower the bill.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because obviously BTU is here to generate power and to make money by doing that. But you really do. You want people to use it wisely.
Absolutely.
And it's one of the things that's important. And I guess really some common sense things, but you may have some new innovations that they can use.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's just, yes, we are the power generator, but we do want people to save money, and it's a win-win for both parties.
Okay, so when again is the show?
February 23rd and 24th. Mm-hmm. That is a Saturday from 10 to 5. And a Sunday from 1 to 5, and this is out at the Brazos County Expo Center.
Okay, and the kid-free, or the kid zone for the thing going, or it could be a kid-free
wow.
zone, yeah.
You could sell space
you
in the kid-free zone.
You could maybe do that, yeah, that's it. Adam, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having
yep,
me.
Yep, we visit with the folks from Brian on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
Best Buy is the stock to watch. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. Best Buy founder Richard Scholl says he's shopping for a plan B in his quest to take over the struggling electronics retail giant. The Wall Street Journal says Schultz could not find enough financial support for a takeover deal, so instead, he might line up investors to take a larger minority stake in the company. It's the largest deal ever to hit the food industry. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and 3G Capital says it will buy ketchup giant Heinz for $28 billion. Heinz's headquarters will remain in Pittsburgh. Shares are soaring 20% in pre-market trading. The number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week fell sharply, 27,000 to 341,000. Economists expected a much smaller drop to 360,000. Claims are now just slightly above a five-year low. Stock futures are losing ground with weaker-than-expected economic growth data out of Europe and Japan. The Dow Jones Industrial is down 38 points. The NASDAQ slipping 6. The S&P 500 down 3. Jen Ursulo, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP, but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
818 News Talk 1620 WTAW. John Rainey joins us from Austin, our District 14 rep. Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good for a guy that hadn't had much sleep.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know it's a tremendous honor to be on the Appropriations Committee as a freshman or as a redshirt freshman, as I call you. But the there's a lot of studying going on, huh?
Oh man, been hit every day this week. We've been going through the various agencies and their budgets and trying to get a handle on that. Frankly, it's somewhat frightening in a way because I don't know enough to ask questions on some kind occasions because there's so much coming at me at one time. And we're trying to watch out for the taxpayers' dollars. That's my job. I think that as time goes on, I'll be able to do a better job. But it is a little bit exasperating to me because I wanted to jump right in and ask questions and make sure those taxpayers' dollars are being spent appropriately, and yet it's coming at us at machine gun rate.
You know, what's interesting is, obviously, the controller had a projection. Looks like there's a little bit of money there. There's money that's going to be going into the rainy day fund, yet, but by the same token, I'm sure that you have people who are heads of these agencies that are looking for the increases in their budgets as well, and that's kind of where the crisis comes in.
Well, luckily, most of the agencies are pretty well holding the line. Some of them are asking to be brought back to the level that they were prior to this current budget, and some of them are actually reducing their budget by efficiencies. So also, I've learned a lot about how many of these agencies get money that comes from the federal government. And in some ways, I guess that's, some people would call that free money, but I don't. I feel like it's money that we get, and do we, how do I want to say it, are we efficient with that money?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I want us to be efficient in every case, and it's something that I think breeds inefficiency rather than efficiency. If it had been appropriated locally, I think we would have been better off, but the state, of course, wouldn't have that kind of money. So these programs are all assumed beneficial to the citizens of the state, but I'm kind of a little concerned about the further it gets away from home, the more likely that money is not being spent efficiently.
You know, one of the words that's that seems to be a buzzword in Austin right now is transparency, and I'm sure you're aware of the story that came out last week that a district judge ruled that we cannot find out what the pension payments are to retired legislators who may in fact be lobbyists as well in Austin. And I think there are a lot of people who are concerned about that. Vicki Truitt was the state rep who had that bill passed. What is your feeling on the idea that really the retirement system is the one who decides whether or not the pension information can be released on legislators or other people?
Scott, I have to admit, you caught me totally off guard
okay.
on that. I don't mind being caught off guard because I will find that out and dig into it a little bit. First of all, I think anybody's pension should be open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a natural belief. If we don't know the information, then how can we complain or even get it changed? But I do think that Vicki or anybody else's state retirement program ought to be available to public inspection.
Well, if you got a pencil handy, and I don't mind that. I mean, I want you to look that up. Let me tell you that her bill was HB 2460 that passed. But
was that last session?
That was last session. But the guy who beat her this year is out of Southlake, and his bill is HB 526. So if you could look into those two and see what your thoughts are on it, we'll visit certainly next week.
I sure will.
Yeah, it's one of the nice things that since we talk on a regular basis, you can do that. The other thing is we got a chance to touch last week but didn't really get to go into any detail on Judge Dietz's ruling about the unconstitutionality of the way that the schools are funded right now. Since that time, some Republicans, in fact, Brandon Crichton, who's the chairman of the House Republican Caucus, has said acting so soon, in other words, quickly, to restore the $5.4 billion cut, his words, quote, irresponsible and unproductive. Are you comfortable with that as a member of the Republican Party?
Well, I don't know that I would call it that. I will say this. We really don't know what all that ruling is as of yet. We have to get his final ruling. It's going to go through an appeals process, I'm quite sure. Unfortunately, it takes time. We all need to know, and you need to know, people of Bryan and College Station need to know that public education is a top priority. And we're going to have to solve it some way. It seems like this is the fourth or fifth time that the method of funding has been declared unconstitutional. And I think we need to figure out a way to solve that. I haven't heard the answer. I do know that Jimmy Don Acock, who is, by the way, class of 69 also.
All right, there you go.
And an Aggie.
Uh-huh.
Veterinarian is chairman of public education. He's introduced a bill that I believe it's HB 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been pretty well accepted by the education community. I've run it past both local superintendents, and they seem to be very pleased with it. I'm sure there's other things that they would like, and I know they'll be in contact with me about it. But I think it's going to reduce some of the testing requirements and cut down the number of those requirements and just really clean up some of the things that most people are unhappy with in public education, including pushing for more STEM education, which I think is very, very important. And in the end, I hope we have some more trade and skills training.
Well, without having seen HB 5 now, does it show that some of that funding of the $5.4 billion that was cut, some of it or all of it will be restored?
Scott, there's another subcommittee in appropriations that is looking at funding for education, and frankly, I have not visited with anybody on that committee at this point to know what they're doing. I suspect there will be some funding replacements, but I do not know. That will come before the whole Appropriations Committee in the next couple of weeks, and we'll review it at that time. I will try to dig into it a little bit and see what's going on, but I've been so busy with areas that I've been concerned with that I haven't looked at that.
Yep.
I think that one of the things that I'm in favor of, and I hope that the school superintendents from all over the state will tell their representatives those programs that are ineffective, those programs that cost them money and are ineffective, and that we need to take a look at those and make sure they're removed from the requirements of our schools.
Yep.
If they're not effective and they're costing us money, we're just throwing money down the rat hole.
Sure.
I don't like that. And I don't know what they are. The school superintendents are going to have to let us know, and the school teachers are going to have to let us know.
Okay. And I guess y'all are probably going to – you're ready to ask for an hourly wage, aren't you, after this?
Well, I tell you, I'm not worried about the money because we didn't come over here for money. But I will say that it's a lot of hours, a lot of things going on in the evenings, different groups trying to – we had a really nice event last night that Texas State University System sponsored to recognize John Kemple, who was a longtime member of the House and died right before last session, I guess it was. And it was an absolutely great program. The governor, the lieutenant governor, the speaker were all there. We even had a little message from President Bush via video, and it was a neat event, and it reminded us of people who have done good job for the state for a long time and have worked across party lines. And I was really quite impressed with that program.
Well, there you go. It's John Rainey. He's our District 14 state rep. We visit with him on Thursdays. The interview will be archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scott. See you later.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the Equipment Guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment Guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M played in front of 5,377 fans last night at Reed and defeated Ole Miss by a final score of 69-67 to improve the Aggie record for the season up to 15-9, 5-6 in league play in the SEC. A big night for Elston Turner. Let's listen. This is a bucket that he made late in the ballgame. Turner's going inside, pulls up, shoots it, makes it. The Aggies have a four-point lead, 69-65. That would be the 13th field goal that he made. He had 7 threes. He was 7 of 10 at the three-point line. He was 13 of 20 overall from the floor. He had 37 points playing 39 minutes. That is a Reed Arena record, breaking a previous record set by a Baylor player, 36, back about 4 or 5 years ago. So Turner with 37 in the game. The Aggies then win it 69-67. Travel now to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt Saturday, 5 o'clock broadcast time on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Basketball Report.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
WTW News Time is 8:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Support appears to be growing in the Texas legislature for an $80 million agriculture research and diagnostic facility at A&M. The Biosafety Level 3 Laboratory, also known as BSL-3, is being monitored by State Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County.
I think that's looking good, and look forward to making sure that they have the ability to build that building and that laboratory, which is also associated with the Texas Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
Schwertner says legislative leadership is aware that if the lab doesn't get built, there could be certification issues.
From a prioritization standpoint, that building is high on obviously my priority list, but also the individuals on the Finance Committee and leadership positions that will be helping affect any TRB bill that goes through.
The BSL-3 lab would be the first in Texas to address outbreaks of high-consequence diseases that could have a disastrous effect on animal health, the food supply, the movement of animals and animal products, and the overall agricultural economy. If you think the least expensive airfares are available Tuesday right after midnight, an economist at A&M says, think again.
And what we find is that when you compare very similar tickets, that the tickets that are purchased on the weekends have fares that are about 5% lower.
Stephen Puller says leisure travelers who are more sensitive about price will wait for the weekends, while those on business book during the week. And two criminal cases in Brazos County have been prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston.
A Bryan chiropractor has admitted to participating in a conspiracy to defraud various automobile insurance companies of more than $3 million. Chase Lindsay's out on bond awaiting sentencing that's scheduled for April 22nd. The trial of four co-defendants is set for April 2nd. Prosecutors say between February 2007 and November 2009, Lindsay received $58,000 to provide medical evaluations and routinely recommend unnecessary therapeutic treatments. Lindsay agreed to pay restitution of $1.2 million to the insurance companies. He faces possible penalties of up to 30 years in prison and a fine of $1 million. And four of five people who pleaded guilty to an August 2011 College Station armed robbery where $200,000 of jewelry was taken from a traveling salesman are off to prison. Sentencings range from 5 to 13 years apiece. A fifth person remains at large. Details of both cases are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the proposed sale of city-owned land in the Northgate District for a $30 million housing development continues a campaign pledge, but she didn't want the sale to compromise Cafe Excel, which she describes as a destination restaurant.
In speaking with Costa and Tommy DeLise, that are the owners of Cafe Excel, is they want to stay there. We want them to stay there. Asset Plus, who is the potential buyer, wants them to stay there.
The proposed agreements, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com, include the restaurant being a part of the multi-story complex. Developers would pay the city $3 million for the 3 1/3 acres. And in response to President Obama's State of the Union message, Congressman Bill Flores says an increase in minimum wage would result in fewer people being employed.
There's a lady that owns a dry cleaning store on the corner. And she's got a certain amount of payroll that she can afford to pay her employees. If you raise her cost by raising the minimum wage, then she is going to have to cut people. And so you wind up with fewer people working. Now, the ones that are working are making more money, but are you better off as a society to have fewer people working? Because you've taken a group of people that gets laid off as a result, and you put them on public assistance.
Flores says instead of focusing on wage rates, the government should focus on policies to get people employed.
What would have been smart is for the president to get up and say, we need to go a different direction. We need to try to have broad-based tax reform that flattens and broadens the tax code. We need to have regulatory reform. We need to get spending in Washington under control.
Flores says this week the House Budget Committee is putting together a fiscal 2014 budget. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
Dad, Meatballs are smart dogs. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
It's 8:35. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure is going to produce a very nice Valentine's Day across the region. The high is directly overhead. We'll have abundant sunshine today and a high anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy weather across the region for tonight, 45. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs are going to be up closer to 60, maybe 65. Partly cloudy, the risk of a shower tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Partly sunny, cooler Saturday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So the Carnival cruise people have canceled at least a dozen more planned voyages aboard the Triumph.
Be interesting to see how many cancellations they've had.
Well, that's true also. Again, a friend of the radio program is on that boat right now that's being drug into Mobile, Alabama.
That's so sad.
Mobile.
Yeah, and if they are willing to talk to us tomorrow, then we'll try to do that, see if they want to discuss it some. I don't know. I just after a while, it's probably more than they even want to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm sure. Great, they're gonna get them there. Everything's gonna be comped that they had on the ship up until the problem.
If they're ever willing to go on the sea again,
right? They'll charter a plane, I'm sure, and bring them back to Galveston and then or Houston or whatever, and then they'll give them a free cruise. But all of that may not be enough to get them back on there. Just have to see how that works out.
Well,
again,
it's gotten so sensationalized. I saw something on one of the networks last night, and they were interviewing these two women about their daughter or some family member on the boat being terrified.
Really?
It's going to make it back to shore.
Yeah. Terrified?
Yes.
Yeah. If you have gunships out there firing on you, you should be terrified.
Yes.
But, yeah, you will get there.
Uncomfortable, I understand. Yeah. Angry, certainly. Yeah. Terrified? Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Again. People in the small vortexes of the world. Hey, here we go. So wash your ears out with this. Coming March the 7th. Woohoo. March the 7th, a Thursday we can all remember. It'll be Cool Ranch Dorito flavored tacos.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Apparently this taco thing really worked out well. What'd they do? Some
Doritos, like Los Tacos.
Yeah, yes. That's it. And so now they're going to launch these on March the 7th. Taco Bell hopes the Cool Ranch sequel will be as successful as the Doritos Locos Taco, which with over 350 million sold in the past year.
They're awesome.
And, you know, this is the thing, and we've even seen McDonald's wiggle a little bit on this. And Jack in the Box and Wendy's really were the first to try to extend the brand by doing limited time offerings of products. And, you know, that's a great thing. Now, granted, we've got the pork bologna sandwich that McDonald's does, but
McRib.
That's right.
Yummy.
You know, yeah.
If you're hungry on a cold day.
Well, you know, there are a whole lot of things that fall into that category. if you're hungry on a cold day, there are a lot of things that could be yummy.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, that's good. But anyhow, yeah, this does sound promising. I like ranch Doritos. I really do. I enjoy those. I don't know that I like them enough that I would actually go have a Taco Bell taco with them, that's just me.
I like the Dorito. I don't know what the ranch is going to taste like with the meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
The thing that's throwing me off
a little bit. Well, you know, you could just kind of do that at the house.
Yeah, just imagine, make yourself like a little.
Yeah. And the other thing that's cool is you use, you know, ground beef. So you can put that in there. It'll be tasty.
I actually have a very good taco spice mix you can have the recipe for if you want.
I can buy it in a bag for like 50 cents.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you
want
to make it authentically, just in case you ever move to, I don't know, Africa or Australia or someplace.
That and a cup of water, I'm all set.
That's it, yeah. Mix that together. Yummy, yeah. All right, so anyway, well, that's good. So it probably has cumin in it, right?
Cumin is one of the ingredients.
Yeah, and it probably has, you know, like cayenne pepper. And
I'm not telling you any of the other ingredients. Oh, okay. You've scorned me once. I'm not sharing my recipes with you.
I'm just saying I don't know. I don't know that it's, well, that's fine. I'm sure it's good.
But it doesn't have cayenne.
Okay. A graduate student at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania suing the school for giving her a C+ in a key class.
This was dumb.
Well, maybe she is. The grade halted Megan Thode's bid to become a licensed professional counselor because she needed a B to move on. She claims the instructor was biased against her over her advocacy of gay and lesbian rights, which is the school denies. She's demanding $1.3 million.
Of course she is.
Guess what? I tried out for the dance team twice and didn't make
it.
I didn't sue the dance team. I just thought, maybe I'm not a good dancer.
Maybe
to
that's
try something
not you.
Else.
That's right. It doesn't mean that everybody is going to do it.
Or that it's because of some political agenda that you have that's why people don't like you. Sometimes people just don't like you.
Oh, you didn't.
You know?
Kat, you didn't know that? It was your political agenda that kept you from making the dance team. We knew that.
It's because I was white, man.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't make the dance
team. Yeah, that's it. But, yeah, this is really sad. This is really, truly sad.
And it would be sad as if she wins. That is what will be
well,
just a travesty.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I wish we could have a judge on a lot of those where they just go, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to waste money.
Yeah, no. I'm not even going to hear it.
Bye.
No.
And, yeah, by the way, you can pay the court for our time, too. Yeah, this is not a good thing. And is she going to tell me that every minute that she could have been studying and preparing for this course, she was doing that?
Mm.
You know?
That may be the interesting part of the trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, prove it. Were you studying?
Yeah.
Prove it.
What were you doing?
Who was in the room with you?
So there. Hey, good grades can be contagious. We know that. Students surrounded by friends who earn better grades than the ones that tend... What?
You talking about cheating?
You chuckling now? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you?
You good grades are contagious. Oh. You're surrounded by... I'm just imagining people looking at each other's papers.
Cheating. No. Hello?
Wait, so Kat said Baylor had a dance team?
I'm talking, that was high school, dear.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't even pick up on that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
It's okay. I love you, Aggies. Even if you're going to be ugly to me, I'll forgive you because it's Valentine's
that
Day.
That person may not have been an Aggie, but he brought up a very good question.
We interviewed years ago when I was at another radio station working in Austin. We interviewed girls for the very first dance they had at Baylor.
Oh, really?
It was a big deal on campus.
I had a friend who went to school there. They confiscated his Budweiser trash can in his dorm.
Oh, my.
They did.
Oh, my.
He's trying to cause trouble.
Long time ago. Police officer Kyle Jones of LaPorte shut down a highway on a rainy day to help a little dog find its way home. Unbeknownst to Officer Jones, a nearby motorist took a photo of the officer's kind-hearted gesture. A short time later, the photo of Officer Jones attempting to wrangle the little puppy was a top popular on popular social network, Reddit. Is that right?
Reddit.
Yep. Cujo, I love that. It's a little bitty dog. Had escaped from his home on Monday morning. The dog had wandered over to a nearby highway. Fortunately, the officer saw the puppy, stopped the car and traffic, and went the extra mile to make sure that the dog got home safely. Well, that's kind of fun. In 1860, the world's ugliest woman died.
Are you sure we haven't had another ugliest woman born since then?
I don't know. I'm telling you what it says here. And now 153 years later, she's finally being laid to rest. Julia,
well, I bet you she's really ugly now.
Yeah, Julia Pastrani was born with a genetic disorder that covered most of her face with hair, and she was called the Bear Woman by her husband and manager, Theodore Lent.
I love you, Bear Woman.
Yeah, really. In her early 20s, Theodore brought her to the freak shows where she would sing and dance. And then she died at the age of 26 while giving birth to a son who, by the way, also was covered in hair, who also died. Mm-hmm. So now Theodore decides to embalm his dead wife and continue to trot her around the country.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, to exhibitions in Europe. Anyway. Her body's now been brought back to Mexico for a final burial.
What's her name?
Her name is Julia
Pastrana.
Pastrana. P-A-S-T-R-A-N-A.
Hypertrichosis.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Oh, there great googly mooglies.
I don't think she's that ugly. Hey, her shape is
good. No, I'm looking at the embalmed picture.
Oh, no. Thank you so much. All right, moving right along.
Yeah.
U.S. Library of Congress yesterday unveiled a plan to preserve historically significant and imperiled sound recordings and to make important ones more accessible to the public. The plan calls for the on-demand streaming of out-of-print recordings. Out of print. That's interesting. Hmm. I guess that's what you would call it.
Yeah.
The construction of the secure long-term storage facility and a directory of recorded sound collections. Recordings with high historical value, including music, speeches, and interviews, have gone missing and been destroyed by decay over time. The Library of Congress cited several historically important recordings that have gone missing and were destroyed because it lacked a preservation plan. You know, if it's your job to keep them, wasn't it your job to preserve them and keep them safe?
Scott.
I know, it's the federal government. I know. We shouldn't ask them to actually do their job, should we? That would be unfortunate. Peeping Tom in Washington State, busted by an unusual set of detectives. The unidentified man allegedly drilled a hole through his floor so he could view the woman living downstairs.
Creeper.
Oh, yeah. And he might have gotten away with it, too, had it not been for the woman's meddling cats.
Yes. Cats save the day again.
There you go. She didn't notice the creeper looking down at her, but her kitties repeatedly stared at the ceiling. Then and only then did she discover the tiny hole, and it says here with the eye peering through it. Yeah. So, way to go, kitties. Kitty saved the day. That's good. That's it. So, this whole Christopher Dorner thing, we didn't really talk about it very much.
That's weird.
It is weird. It is. Now, they carried a body out, right? Now, I don't know how his driver license was still intact.
Yeah, if the body's totally charred, they can't tell the identity. Yeah.
And again, if it's not him, then we've got a whole new set of problems. But then there's another interesting deal here, and that is, now, if you'll recall, right before this happened, he tied up two people, and one of them was able to escape and contact authorities, thus leading to, we guess, his death. So, the mayor had $1 million reward out there. Can one of these maids then claim that $1 million reward?
Well, except that they were not maids. It was actually a husband and wife.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes, and it was misreported, and he tied them up, and he took their purple car, which he drove until he crashed it.
Right.
And then I think he stole someone else's car.
Okay.
But anyway, then he ended up at the cabin, but it was a man and woman have come out and said, it was not two maids, it was us.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so.
Well, see, so now TMZ notes that the reward stipulates it's for information leading to the, quote, capture and conviction of Dorner.
Okay. But, yeah, if he's dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, but how do you handle that? An LAPD spokesperson said that rewards this big are handled on a case-by-case basis. So
this is going to be like the next D.B. Cooper. That wasn't really him they pulled out of there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is D.B. Cooper without the skydive.
I understand. It very well could be. May not end up well. A Times Square Spider-Man impersonator claiming he acted in self-defense when he allegedly struck a woman for not tipping him.
Yow.
Okay, superheroes are a dime a dozen, especially in the tourist hub of New York City.
Not to mention the naked cowboy.
Oh, by the way, he's getting married.
Really?
I've got that story this morning.
Who would marry him?
He makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
A ton.
You really want to? Yeah, my husband's a naked cowboy.
Well,
I mean, come on.
If you're at the spa, who cares?
Yeah, he's the last time we were there, I think he was a few blocks away up there playing.
I saw him when I was there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Putting out a disgraceful image for cowboys everywhere.
I'll dig that story up here in a few minutes. But this guy's named Philip Williams, dressed as Spider-Man, posed with the woman's children. Now, according to testimony, the 44-year-old mother told Williams, who was dressed as Spider-Man, that she didn't have any money after the photo. And so that is when Mr. Williams apparently said to her, "You're crap," and socked her in the mouth. Now, For his part, Philip Williams, now the Spider-Man's attorney says that the woman struck first by throwing a snowball at him. I don't know about that. So now it becomes a he said, she said deal. But Williams has a past record, okay? Grand larceny, retail fraud, while he was living in Michigan, except he was 17 then. Okay, now he's like 40. Well, and his job is to dress up like Spider-Man
and hang out in the
and
snow.
Hang out in the snow and get your picture taken and expect tips.
Oh, and he's like old school Spider-Man.
Oh,
is he? With a fanny pack.
Yeah.
I want to see him at his next high school reunion. Go, hey, what do you do, man?
The President's Day salute to savings is going on right now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular Honda Civic, including the Civic Natural Gas model. Plus, super lease deals are now available, like $249 per month, up to 36 months for a 2013 Accord sedan, or $259 per month for a 2013 CRV. Come in and enjoy a great buying experience during the President's Day salute to savings sale going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home or office. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, M&A makes your home or office look great. Whether you need a fresh coat of paint, resurfacing a bathtub, countertop, or shower, or maintaining your lawn, M&A is here to create the look you want. Text the letters MA to 55678 and receive a free estimate and 20% off your painting or resurfacing job. Text the letters MA to 55678 now. That's MA to 55678 for M&A. Our work sells itself.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with those warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Yeah, here we go. Naked cowboy getting married. Let's see. His name is Robert Burke, B-U-R-C-K. Naked cowboy in Times Square is set to tie the knot with Patricia Cruz, his girlfriend for a long time, Friday morning in Los Angeles. TMZ reports the singing guy who serenades tourists in his tidy whities might find a new career if his blushing bride makes the request.
Yeah, because what do you do if your kids are like, yeah, my dad's a naked cowboy?
Yeah, one thing they probably wouldn't want him aspiring
it's
to.
It's called about counseling is what you need.
An artist in Ontario, Canada has chosen a unique canvas for her paintings. Jenna Goulet-Pond from Sault Ste. Marie paints pictures on the bellies of pregnant women.
I've heard about that.
Operated a face painting business for 5 years, making local festivals and, you know, community events. But after becoming pregnant herself, she decided she wanted to celebrate motherhood in her own unique way. Thought it would be unique and a different canvas to work on.
That's cool.
You've heard of that, have you?
So yeah, I've seen pictures.
I guess the painting changes over time, huh?
No.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
You're talking about a naked cowboy. Last week, Larry the Cable Guy had that traveling around America, and he was in New York, and his tidy whitey's singing with him.
That's sad. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm really happy I missed that. Nominees for the Nickelodeon's 2013 Kids Choice Awards are out. Taylor Swift up for two. Favorite female singer and favorite song, the We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. One Direction also got a couple of them. See who gets, they get slimed, right? They win, they come up and get slimed.
They,
is that
they
the way
do,
that
and she's dating, or at least was dating, one of the guys in One Direction.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true. That could happen. All right, here we go. Movies that are opening up today. Bruce Willis doesn't have enough money, so he's made another bad movie. I'm sure this is a bad movie. I got a feeling in my bones. This Good Day to Die Hard. John McCain's estranged son caught up in a daring prison escape of a rogue Russian leader. So I guess Bruce comes in, blows up a few things, turns around, walks off, and it's got the paycheck.
During Christmas.
Yeah. Beautiful Creatures. This is a drama starring Alice Engelhardt as Romeo and Juliet couple trying to escape a small town and their southern families. Okay. Escape from Planet Earth in 3D. Yeah. and Safe Haven.
That's a cartoon.
Yeah, it is. It's a cartoon. Yeah, James Gandolfini and Sarah Jessica Parker, lots of other voices. William Shatner apparently not happy with J.J. Abrams because he's doing both the latest Star Wars film and the current Star Trek film.
Oh, you don't want to make him mad.
He's being a pig, Shatner says. I mean, he's collecting the two franchises and holding them close to his vest, and he's probably the most talented director of that ilk that we have, but he's gone too far this time. I think of him as a buddy of mine. I've taken him out for sushi. That makes him buddies? It's time for JJ and I to have another sushi, and let me put him straight about the two largest franchises and not employing me in either one of them. Oh, that's what it's about. Oh,
uh-huh.
not like having him. It's a matter of not making him.
Now we've part got of to them. The crux of the situation.
Absolutely. So a toddler in Russia so hungry he ate 40 refrigerator magnets. 12-month-old's mom noticed all the magnets were missing from the fridge, and since the baby had been alone in the kitchen for the whole time, she knew exactly what had happened. She panicked, rushing the boy to the hospital, where doctors performed emergency surgery. According to a spokesperson, the number of magnets in his stomach has probably broken a record of some kind. Well, yeah. I don't know how you look that up, you know? I'm sure that...
I'm working on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess you could probably Google the greatest number of refrigerator magnets that have been swallowed by a child. Chipmaker Intel plans to venture into the world of Internet TV sometime this year. Pretty interesting here. The company wants to offer curated packages of TV channels that would be streamed over the web. The packages would be smaller than the typical ones that are offered by cable and satellite companies and thus more easily customized. But they might also not be any cheaper. Because they want to make money. Company
right.
Employees ready for testing with set-top boxes. Intriguing, but not all media executives are sold. The chances of that Intel launches is zero, said one. They haven't cut any deals with any content companies, and they're not offering something that differentiates itself enough to be a service in and of itself with a price. Another interesting fact is that the hardware also will include a camera, which can be turned off, that will apparently watch you watching it. I don't like that at all.
No, sir.
I don't see any reason in the world you would need to do that. And a company called iFixit.com gave Microsoft's new Surface Pro tablet computer the lowest possible 1 out of a 1 to 10 rating for repairability after they spent hours just trying to get it open to service it. Huh. Have to take it back to the Microsoft store. That won't be cheap. I guess you got to, send it off to Washington or something? Hours to do that. So a new study lends weight to the theory that the appendix has been getting a bad rap for centuries. Researchers determined that the organ had evolved independently in at least 32 different mammals, which wouldn't make a lot of evolutionary sense if it served no purpose. Conventional wisdom, made popular by Darwin himself, holds that the appendix was important eons ago when human ancestors were eating leaves or twigs or whatever.
Bark.
But it fell out of service when our diet and digestive needs changed. Research refutes the theory, finding scant evidence of a link to the appendix and the dietary of mammals. So I'd always heard that the gum you swallow ended up there. Or if you swallowed your fingernails.
Maybe it's for very small rocks.
Yeah. So why might the appendix be useful after all? The article in Science Magazine floats an interesting safe house theory that's been around for years. On the rare occasion when beneficial bacteria in the gut is overrun by its dangerous brethren, the good stuff can retreat to the safety of the appendix, which remains unaffected by the other kind of bacteria that come through.
Maybe it's just a space holder.
Once the immune system has taken the infection, then the stuff comes back in and recolonizes in your gut. That's what it says. So it's a safe house. It's a bacteria safe house. That's weird. Valentine's Day is today. I don't know if you know that or not. Apparently newly released statistics from the social network Facebook show that there is a 200% increase in relationships added on February 14th compared to any other day
really?
Of the year.
Oh, sure. Right. If you're going to make something official, why not do it today?
I guess. It may be. Valentine's Day is the third most popular day to announce engagements behind Christmas and Christmas Eve, but this is the announcement, I guess, of a relationship. So there you are. All right, on this date in history, in 1635, the first public school in U.S. America was the Boston Latin School. That's what it was called. was founded. And also Jesse James and his gang.